All right, guys, welcome back to the Crazy Talk Podcast. It's me, this is Vanessa. We're just going to go straight into it real fast, okay? Look, we got some big... There's a big story that I want to break down, okay? Hit the music. We're going to go straight into this. We're going to go into the little cool music that we play in the intro, and we'll be right back, okay? Going to leave you on a little bit of a cliffhanger, okay? Big stuff here. Robert, P.I. What does P.I. stand for? You'll wait and see. Well, welcome back to the Crazy Talk Podcast. My name is Rob.
And me, Vanessa.
And welcome to episode 6. And today, based off of my very energetic and my mind's everywhere today, you know? For a lot of different reasons. But for one reason today in particular, we're just going to jump right into it, all right? You already know the podcast. You know, find us a podcast service, find us on Twitter, blah, blah, blah. God, you know. This episode today is a special one, okay?
Okay.
This one is going to be the one for the ages. People will talk about this episode from years and years, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Back in my day, my prime, some say, when I was 10 years old,
mm-hmm.
okay? Little Robert used to dream of being the all dressed in black sitting in a Denny's booth. We'll cut the chain smoking part because I know a lot of these guys probably do that. Private investigator, okay? I want to be the PI.
Mm-hmm.
I used to write stories of detectives back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
And I think today is a day that my dream will actually come true, okay?
Mm.
If you have the ability, because I know some podcast services do not do this, if you're able to see the thumbnail to this podcast through your podcast service, you're going to see a man in the front. A man wearing a Hawaiian shirt, red shirt,
mm-hmm.
tan skin, white hair. That man is none other than Travel Buddy. All right. Now, I don't know if anyone follows me on Twitter, okay? But I, Robert Rodriguez, at Endurob, by the way, reached out to Conoco. Do y'all know what Conoco is? Do
you
know what
no.
Conoco is, babe? Conoco, the famous... gasoline company.
Oh yeah,
they used to do oil and mm-hmm. fuel, but you know they had to merge with Phillips company, whatever the heck, and now they're just doing gasoline. Conoco recently has been working on some new ads,
mm-hmm.
all right, and they have literally grabbed my attention. I'm being 100% serious here, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Before we even go any further, guys, strap in. Well, actually, take the seatbelt off. Go get yourself a cup of coffee if you're driving on the highway. Pull off to the left side, all right? Let the cops pass. It's okay. And listen up, okay? Conoco has had some new ads. And they've been... and you have your phone right there. Check, go to Conoco on Twitter, please. And they have some new ads with this man named Travel Buddy, all right? And there is something about this man that grabs my attention. Why is that? I have asked myself the same question multiple times, okay? And my main thing is this. I don't know how long my segment is going to be because obviously my topic. My main thing is this. Conoco, I'm calling you out, okay? I want a one-on-one interview with Travel Buddy. I want to know his story. I want to know where he is, where he's from, and everything like that, all right? This man, he's in Hawaii one day. Next, he's cooking barbecue in the backyard. And now... he's in Asia, chilling in the koi pond, all right? But there's something about this man. You look at his eyes, and they whisper, help me, okay? There's a reason why he has such tan skin. He seems like he's had a hard life, you know? But he's being held against his will by Conoco. I see this man, I think to myself, do you have any questions yet so far?
No.
Okay. You seem like, yeah, like you're she's really being attentive right now. You have a lot of questions, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, as do everyone else, you know? While you're watching, while you're listening to this, go ahead and go to the Conoco website. They don't have it on the website. Go to the Facebook, their Twitter. You're going to see this man, okay? I want to know this man's story. And I start conjuring up within my mind, what could this man's story be? I took my time and I got on my board and started to ride down the waves of the internet.
Mm-hmm.
That's an analogy for surfing the internet, by the way. Pretty proud of that.
Mm-hmm.
And try looking up TravelBuddy. I wanted to look it up. I wanted to see what was going on, okay? By the way, my previous topic was going to be about what happens if I were to lose my mind and how would Vanessa get my memory back. But, you know, I thought I'd just talk about this TravelBuddy guy instead.
Okay.
Anyways, so what is the story about TravelBuddy? I tried searching up the internet. Went on Safari. You can't find it. Went on Wikipedia. You can't find it. I tried searching up TravelBuddy in and of himself, and you can't find him. I believe looking at this man, his white hair, his tan skin, he's had a rough life. Okay? Conical Man. I don't know if he's Conical Man, TravelBuddy. I like to call him Conical Man. Pretty sure he's in the war at one point of his life. I'm pretty sure he probably was drafted. Okay? He probably had a wife, two kids. Would you get drafted if you had a wife and two kids?
Yes.
Okay.
If you're under a certain age.
All right. Pretty sure he had a wife and two kids and got drafted. All right? Went to the war. Fighting in the front lines. Was saving Private Ryan himself. And in all that, came back a different man, you know? But yeah, here he is on the front page doing the ads, doing the promos for Conoco. I know everyone might listen. Everyone's listening to this right now, probably thinking to yourself, Rob, you are crazy. What are you thinking about? This is, I'm being 100% honest right now. Okay. I'm laying my heart out and I'm putting it on the line. I'm calling out Conoco. What is their Twitter page? At Conoco. At Conoco. All right. Everyone, I need your help. Okay. I need, when I post, when we upload this episode of Crazy Talk, share this episode with Conoco. Tag Conoco in this episode. I want to talk to Conoco. I want to get the story of the TravelBuddy. I want to have a one-on-one interview with TravelBuddy. We'll make sure that we make this happen, okay? Any questions from the audience?
No, but we're talking about a Barbie.
What do you mean, Barbie?
It's a Barbie.
What are you talking about?
What you're talking about is a Barbie.
TravelBuddy?
Yes.
I don't know about that. How do you see that?
It's a literal doll.
He's too big to be a Barbie.
It's a doll.
No, this is a real man. There ain't no way. This is a real man. Look at, on his first page.
Yeah, I looked at all the pictures.
On January 30th, 2020, we see Conical Man fully undressed.
What?
He has long johns on, okay? This man, very much up.
You're genuinely confusing me at this point. Like, this I don't man, even know what we're talking about anymore.
I'm talking about this picture right here.
Okay, it's a doll.
Conical Man right here is laying it all on the line. For Conoco. For, TravelBuddy's laying it all on the line for Conoco.
At this point, you're literally scaring me. Like, I don't even know what we're January talking about January 30th, anymore.
This man is sitting in this chair. This chair looks like it's the exact same chair that I probably have in my home. Okay? He is lifelike. Tall. Maybe 6'5 I think, okay? Laying it on the line. And Conoco's doing whatever they want. Putting him in a Hawaiian shirt. Putting him in a vest. Putting him in a life beater. What does he choose?
Did you say life beater?
Yes.
Wife beater.
Wife beater?
Yes.
Why is it called a wife beater?
Exactly. I don't know. Why would it be called a life beater?
Well, because I would never think wife beater.
Life is...
Are you being for real? That's what it's called?
Yes.
Yeah, I just looked up what wife beater is, and that is not what... A sleeveless undershirt. Wow. That is something else. Did not know that. We'll go into that in the next episode, I guess. Next one. On February 1st, 2020. She's shaking her head.
I'm being genuinely serious, like so confused right now.
February 1st, 2020.
What are you talking about?
They put out what clothes, what pants does he want to wear? He has some cowboy pants, some disco pants,
aka Barbie,
and some good old Levi's. What does he choose? The Levi's jeans. Next. What accessories would he wear? Sunglasses, necklace Barbie. From his grandma, or
Barbie,
or Harrison Ford's hat from Indiana Jones. He chose the Harrison Ford hat. And then facial hair. Obviously, he went with the mustache. I got questions, and I want answers right now. Conoco, I want you to reach out to me. I want you to... I need answers.
If you've gotten this far and are just answers. As confused as I am, congratulations. I'm not saying you're confused. I'm talking to the audience. If you've listened to this point, congrats, because I am just as confused as you.
No, everyone's
thanks
invested.
For sticking through.
We're 11 minutes in, and I can tell you right now, everybody in this is invested. They're on the edge of their seat.
I'm genuinely
right
confused.
Now. They are all with their phones pulled up, looking at what I'm looking at, and asking the same questions that I'm asking. Because I... P.I.
It literally sounds like Robert has lost his mind.
I, private investigator Robert Rodriguez, want to find the story. I want to understand the story.
If you're concerned about Robert, please reach out to him on social media, because I don't know.
Please do. Follow me at IndoRob. You guys can follow me there. You can also keep up with my endeavors as a private investigator trying to find out the stories of Travel Buddy. All right? Just want to put that on the line. Anyways, I guess that's the end of my segment. If you guys have any questions, I emailed Conoco. I emailed Travel Buddy for some answers. They will be reaching out to me, I'm hoping, within the next couple days. If you have any questions, send your questions my way, okay? Again, you can find me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, at IndoRob. Send me your questions. I'll answer them for you. Based off of what I've seen so far and the comments I've been getting from Travel Buddy himself, he is a very private man, and there's a lot going on, all right? Mm-hmm. So we'll get into his past. We'll get into who he is in the near future. You wait and see, babe. You wait and see. Because the moment that you see me in the next ad for Conoco alongside Travel Buddy interviewing him, who will be the one laughing now? Who will be the one laughing now?
I don't even know what we're talking about anymore. I feel like we're talking about a movie called Life Size where there's a Barbie that's alive, because I have no idea what you're talking about.
Who was in that? Amanda Seyfried?
Tyra Banks.
Oh, Tyra Banks, right. Anyways.
Congrats for making it this far if you have and you're with me.
Man, these are the truest of fans here. Because
I have no idea what just happened.
All right, babe, okay. What's your topic?
So, I want you to dwell on this question, okay? Okay.
Yes. I will.
Okay. Without revealing your actual age, for those who don't know you, what's something you remember that if you told a younger person, they wouldn't understand?
Wow. This is pretty interesting. What's something that I remember that if I told a younger person on this day?
Yeah. That they wouldn't understand.
That they wouldn't understand?
Can you think of one right off the bat?
Yeah.
Can give you some ideas if not. Yeah. Okay. Go ahead.
I can think of one. Digital screens didn't have
a backlight.
Yeah. You know?
Game Boys with the little attachment.
Did the little dongle that you use as a flashlight for it.
You can switch it on.
I never had that.
I had it. I got it when I inherited my brother's Game Boy, the flip one, though. Color? No.
Oh, the Game Boy Advance SP?
Yeah.
That one comes with a backlight.
Well, this was like an attachment.
Interesting. Yeah, Brandon and I, my brother, we would go to bed, and without our parents knowing, sorry, Mom and Dad, we would literally get up, go to the crack in the door on the bottom because the light will bleed from the hallway, put the Game Boy up against the corner and me and Brandon would lay there playing the game, passing it along with each other. Pokemon. Yeah, I remember those days.
I was going to say, like, Blockbuster, like having a place where you could go and... Like, your parents would take you and you had to decide what movie you wanted to watch. And so it had, like, the empty one behind it and then the one with the cover right in front of it.
Yeah, yeah.
My brother used to work there. And so we got movies all the time. But it was, like, a fun Friday night or something, like, being able to go and choose.
Yeah.
But there's some other ones that I found on, like, a thread, I guess. So video games only worked on Channel 3.
For some reason, I do not remember that.
Okay, then I guess you're young as heck. Lincoln Logs.
Okay.
Those are fun. AOL Instant Messenger. Never use that?
I never had no reason to use that, but I know of it.
The orange VHSs were Rugrats.
Ooh. All Nickelodeons came through the orange VHS. I love those.
You knew it was the end of the movie when the static came on?
Yeah, for real.
You couldn't use the internet and the phone at the same time? I remember having the phone next to the freaking computer and you can hear, like, I don't even know what noise. Yeah. When playing with game cartridges before CDs came in, you had to blow into them to get them to work.
Oh, yeah.
We used to have to rewind VHS tapes.
I remember one of my cousins, he had this external, how do you say it? Rewinder?
Uh-huh.
That sounds wrong to say, but I'm pretty sure that's what it was called. It was a rewinder that you would get your cassette, put it in there. It was like a Corvette. And you put the thing through the front of it, and then you click it, and it will rewind your cassette super fast.
Mm-hmm.
Like faster than your VHS. And that right there is like, that's mind-boggling. To think to yourself that you would buy VHS, it will rewind it, but it will rewind it really slow.
Mm-hmm.
Like sometimes it was extremely slow.
Mm-hmm.
That some people would have to go buy an external rewinder to rewind it even faster to watch their movie sooner. That's the weirdest thing ever.
This person said winding cassette tapes with a pencil.
Oh, done that before.
Cables came from a wire in the wall, and so did house phones. We had house phones. We had a house phone that was like typical, like the one with the wire. And I remember when we got a house phone that like was portable and you could just pick it up.
Yeah.
And then one of us kids had it in our room talking to whoever. That was like advanced as heck.
I have a question. I don't know if I don't know if it really pertains to the topic, but growing up, getting toys at the restaurant, the fast food restaurant as mm-hmm. a kid was a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I'm not a kid anymore, nor have I been with my younger siblings that much. But I feel like that's not that big of a deal anymore, is it?
I don't know. We haven't been kids for a while and we don't have kids. So.
I don't know. Parents out there, if you have young kids, please let me know. Do kids even care about the toys anymore?
I think so. We used to get some weird toys, though. I mean, that's when they had like a whole Ronald McDonald gang and like the different characters and like little Furbies and random stuff. The little dogs.
Yeah.
What is it called? I don't know what it's called. They were like robo dogs, but
I think that's what it was.
They had like clear ears and like a weird thing for eyes.
Yeah. Well, what was so cool was how they always integrated the toys back in the day so well. Like, I remember we went to go see Rugrats Go Wild.
Mm-hmm.
But before we went to go see the movie, we went to Burger King and we got the toys that came with it. And the toy came with this scratch off sleeve, card.
Mm-hmm.
And what it will do is you'll take that card and go to the movie. And while you're watching the movie, it will put like a number on the screen that was like 1, 2, or 3. And whatever number it was, you would go scratch it and smell it. So that way you're like interacting with the movie because either the babies were smelling something in the movie or whatever. It was the weirdest thing ever.
I don't have experience with that. This person said, it says, hey man, you got the memory card for the game because I lost mine.
Oh my God. Kids do not understand when back in the day when your mom told you or your dad said, get off the game. And you're like, mom, look, let me just get to the next save point, okay? And they're like, no, get off the game right now. Mom, you do not understand what I'm telling you, mom.
Mm-hmm.
You gave me the opportunity. You allowed me to get on the game and play for 2 hours. And you don't understand that all that time that you just gave me is going to go to waste because you're not going to let me go save it. No, turn it off. Okay, I will turn it off. You turn off and you lose all your memory. Nowadays, if you tell your kid, get out of the game, they can't tell you I need to go to the save point. There's automatic saves. It saves it on its own. You don't need a memory card. It does it all in the system itself, in the cloud.
Crazy.
I have a question.
Okay.
Did you ever go to, as a kid, a wax car thing?
No.
Okay. And I know that my brother and my cousin, if they're listening to this, I think they know what I'm talking about because I know we did this before with their own schools or whatever.
Uh-huh.
When I was in elementary school, I remember going to this wax car. It was like, I don't know how to explain it, but like, you know, nowadays there's those big, those game RV, look, not RV, but trucks that people can go in and play games inside of.
Oh,
they sometimes
yeah.
have it at events.
Yeah.
Okay, so think of something like that. It was a little bigger, though. And all the kids, it was from the school. They took the kids from my class. We went to the truck. And it was dark in there, but it was like with neon lights. So mm-hmm. everything was kind of like glowy. And it was like a wax museum kind of, not museum. It was like a wax thing inside. So it was like these weird, like, they had the thing where you get the piece of paper and you put it on top of this thing. And then you get the crown and mark over the with the crown. And then an image will pop up. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. They ever done that before? Where like there's a flat surface, but then there's a parts of it that rise up a bit more than the rest of it. And if you got a crown and went over with it, it will make an image on the piece of paper. Mm-hmm. So they had that. They had this thing where you can put your hand into this glove and then you dig through these pebbles that are like blue and orange and green neon. And then you find the item that you're looking for and then you can deposit it. And then that's a little souvenir that you can get. Mm-hmm. And then there's another thing where you mess with the wax and you did this and you painted with the wax and it was glowing in the dark or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know why I remember that. I for some reason this popped into my mind like a week ago. I was meaning to look into it, but I don't even know where to start with all that. But I remember doing that back in the day when I was a kid. Like I was in elementary school, like in first or second grade when this happened.
Mm-hmm.
It was really weird.
No, I don't know what that is.
Wow, that's interesting.
I remember coloring paper with like every color possible and then coloring with black crayon over it. And then if you scratched it, it would be like a rainbow on the bottom.
Really?
Yeah. Tamagotchi? Never had that?
Unfortunately, I never had that.
Oh, that's sad. Nintendogs. Just kidding.
Oh my god.
Like when TVs had knobs and like if you lost a knob or you're like
yeah.
You had to go change it yourself.
Sometimes little Timmy would go and push that volume button a little too much and it gets stuck in the plastic so you couldn't mess with the volume anymore.
I used to like sit at the very edge of the TV, like as close as possible, and like watch TV like that on the floor. I don't know why.
And you would put your feet up on the entertainment system, right?
Yeah.
For some reason, that right there was the prime way to watch TV back in the day. It was the worst angle. But it was like you scoot up, put your pillow down, pick your feet up, watch TV, and like that was the best. The best.
I used to, well, that was probably bad that we did that, but our TVs were like giant at that time and like had the little staticky whenever you turned it on and you can hear it. Like,
yeah. Have you ever tried to do the thing where when you were a kid, you would go and you wanted to watch TV and you wanted to like try to do it so that way your parents didn't know and you would go turn on the TV and for some reason whoever used it last had it on 24 volume and then you just hear the mm-hmm. and then you're like so like your heart drops and you turn the TV off, run and get into bed.
No.
Oh my goodness, I used to do that.
All that or the Amanda Show.
Oh, I love the Amanda Show.
Lizzie McGuire.
Amanda Show.
That was some good quality TV back in the day.
Do you have an episode that you remember of any of those shows that stood out to you?
No, not necessarily.
There's one episode in the Amanda Show where Amanda Bynes is playing Judge Judy.
Yeah.
And they are in this game show where they all have to be inside this car. And whoever stays in the car last will win the car. And so it was like her and then the rest of just the random cast of people that will come in and out of her show.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember this one scene in particular where they're like, it was trying to show that so much time was passing that Judge Judy and her jury were eating the car. Like you can see her, she's eating the steering wheel, like actually eating it and everything like that. And then at the end of the episode, they're like, oh wait, we forgot there's the keys in the car. So they turn the car on and they leave. Kid no. shows, man.
I remember having to, my friends, if they wanted to call, they had to call and then my mom would answer and they had to ask for me and then I had to go to the phone. Can't imagine that being a thing today, but.
Yeah, I wonder what do they do nowadays? The parents just text their kids.
Yeah. Or friends call their friends because they all have cell phones.
Yeah.
Beanie Babies. I never had a Beanie Baby.
Neither did I.
I had a CD player.
Yeah, I did.
I had an MP3 player. I had a couple mm-hmm. of MP3 players.
Mm-hmm. I thought the MP3 player was the coolest thing ever because it had a feature where on the MP3 player, you can listen to the radio. And so there'll be some songs that me and Brandon would like to listen to. Mm-hmm. So what we will do is that you can push the record button and you can record off the radio. And so we will literally try to time it where we thought like we'll listen to the radio and then they'll be like, this song is going to come up next. So we'll wait. And the moment the song will come up, push record, record the song, and then try to cut off as quickly as we could. And then we listen to the song anytime we wanted to because we saved it. But it will always have the beginning of it with like the port nine, and then I'll go into the song, and at the end of it you see like, wah, 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 like the weird effects that they use in radios.
Yeah,
and it never was perfectly just the song that we wanted to listen to, but I remember we would do that all the time. It was I loved that time.
Do you remember before a movie that screen that would come up that said THX and it was super loud?
Yes. I do not remember it sounding like that, but yes, no? I know what you're talking about. Yeah, it was like, and it was like, yeah, and it got to, when it got to the peak, it was like the,
yeah, but it was so loud. We're just doing it at different octaves, but yes.
I mean, you're sounding like a cow was dying, to be quite honest.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
As far as TV shows, like Powerpuff Girls.
Oh my goodness.
Courage the Cowardly Dog.
Well, here's the thing. Powerpuff Girls is a thing now. They brought it back, supposedly. Is it? Yeah. But interesting. I don't know if it's the same. I think they changed the art style a little bit, but not too much. Courage the Cowardly Dog, is that what you said?
Mm-hmm.
Man, kids do not understand. We kids were tortured with horror from the very beginning. I remember watching Courage the Cowardly Dog, and you go back and see it now, it's not scary at all. Back in the day, I thought it was the scariest thing in the world.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
The scariest thing in the world. But I love that show so much.
Did you ever get those, like from the Dollar General? My grandma used to take me and they had like 10 candies for a dollar.
No.
Really? So you could like pick and choose like 10 little candies or whatever. That's where my brothers and I started eating those candy sticks that look like cigarettes. Thought we were the coolest things ever. It's a lie. Hey Arnold, Cat Ooh. Dog, Fairly Odd Parents, Rocket Power, Rugrats.
That, best show of all time.
I don't know what that guy's. I mean, his name is Doug, but I don't know what the. Oh, okay.
It's called Doug.
Something in Stimpy. What is that called? Ren and Stimpy, or the Wild Thornberries.
My favorite shows from that time period were for sure Wild Thornberries, Hey Arnold, and my absolute favorite cartoon of all time. Like, this is not even a joke. Nothing beats it. My favorite cartoon of all time is Rugrats. I love that show so much. That show has such a deep nostalgic feel to me
mm-hmm.
that when I see it, like, it takes me back. It reminds me of being little. It reminds me of being a kid and imagining just things in my mind and my cousins. Like, I love that show so much.
Did you ever play games like bubblegum in a dish?
Maybe when I was in elementary school. I've heard of it, yeah.
Little Sally Walker?
No.
Doing the little hand, I don't even know what you call that, things, like games.
Oh, patty cake.
Yeah, sure.
For some reason, I do that with my cousins. Okay. then, even though we're all like boys, but we would do it. I think the only reason why we would do it is because we would literally try to go as fast as we could.
Fair.
All the kids would be like...
pencil in between your fingers.
Oh my goodness.
That was terrifying. Did your family have like a thing for your CDs that you kept in the car?
Yes.
My dad had one.
We had one, but it was that thing where your parents bought one back in 93 or whatever, and they never changed it out. So we had one where the front and that back part of it fell off, and we only had like the pieces that were holding the CDs. It was not keeping the CDs safe at all. But it was so janky, but we used it every single time for years.
Yeah. I mean, we used to have photo albums too.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Space Jam.
Oh my gosh, what a movie.
Dragon Tales.
Yeah.
We used to have like the actual like VHS of every like Disney princess. There's Junie B. Jones.
Great books.
Berenstain Bears, Goosebumps.
I never read Goosebumps, did you?
Yeah, that was a scary thing.
I don't think my parents never let me read them.
Chapter books. Did you ever do like sack races or like tug of war, like field days at school?
Yeah.
Or
Which weird is I feel like I did that more so at church.
The big parachute thing, the colorful rainbow thing.
Where you like lift it up and everyone run into the middle, accidentally knock that kid in the head by accident.
Trying to think about snacks that they had. They had these weird like chip things that were in a cylinder.
Whoa, dude, that were, I like, haven't seen that Cheetos in forever.
And Lay's.
What were they called? What does it say?
I don't know.
This is like 3D on it, right?
Yeah.
Dude, I totally remember those. I remember my mom got me those a couple times. That's
why?
Crazy.
Like, what was the point of that? Just
back in the day is literally just whatever appealed to the kid to try to get the kid to buy it now, you know?
Yeah.
Like, kids nowadays are too hipster that everything needs to look slick and clean. Back in the day, make it look poppy and just make the kid look like he wants to cry to his mom and get it. And guess what? I did that and I got it. And I love those things, dude. You would go and you would pull that thing out of your lunchbox while you're in the cafeteria. You were the coolest kid. Hey, Mike, you got that cup of strawberry milk? Guess what? My mom bought me. And I'm right here. I'm pulling out these Cheetos 3Ds that my mom bought me.
We used to have smiley face fries in elementary, and I'm trying to think. We had applesauce all the time. We had jam squares, and my mom still tries to make them sometimes.
Jam squares?
Mm-hmm.
That's weird. For some reason, I remember there's an episode of Berenstain Bears where they actually make jam squares.
Nice.
As a kid, I never knew what they were, but I would always look at it and be like, man, those look good. I want to try jam squares.
We used to have cards in elementary. So when we got to the lunchroom, we would have to go grab the card with our name on it, and then we'd swipe it when we got to the front.
Mm-hmm.
But they had little dots on them and stuff.
Nice.
Your parents used to be able, I mean, I'm sure they still can, but I still remember when my dad used to come, like, bring me chicken nuggets, and, like, I was the coolest kid there. And everybody wanted to share and all this stuff.
Yeah,
like,
I never was that kid. I was a kid that was in the corner. So.
I was. And then people had to raise their hand to, like, get napkins or things. And so then my dad would, like, joke around and, like, wave back at them as if they were trying to say hi to him. And they were like, no, I'm trying to raise my hand.
What's weird is that in the elementary school that I went to, the way it worked was that, I don't know if they do this in other elementary schools, because obviously I've only been to one, but when you would go through the cafeteria line, get your food, you get your milk, and you get your that Go-Gurt, okay? And then you go through, and then if you did not want whatever you got,
milk,
you would put it on this cart on the side, and then it was free for all. Anyone could go get it.
Mm-hmm.
And so you would go walk by, and right before you're leaving, like, they're technically supposed to announce it before the end of your cafeteria time, so that way anyone could go get it if they wanted to. But, you know, me being sneaky, I would honestly go put my thing down and be like, there's a couple Go-Gurts there, grab that, put that in the pocket, walk out.
We didn't have Go-Gurt.
Yeah, we had those Trix Go-Gurt.
Nice. Actually, that sounds familiar.
That?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We had the OG Joe on Blue's Clues.
He's not the OG.
Who's the OG? What's his name?
Steve.
Steve. That's what I meant.
Steve.
Not Joe.
Man, I honestly, by the time when Steve was crossing over and he was passing it on to Joe,
mm-hmm.
I remember I was probably old enough to the point where I was like, I should not be watching Blue's Clues anymore. But I remember watching it and I legit shed a tear. Not going to lie. I was like, this is the end of an era. Like, 8-9-year-old Robert was like, not only did he want to be a private investigator, he wanted to be watching Steve for the rest of his life.
Oh
but
goodness.
Steve had to go on to college. And did Steve ever graduate college? No, he just left his dog home with his brother. That's what he did.
Roly Poly Oly.
Oh my gosh. That was on the Disney
Franklin?
Channel,
Franklin?
Right?
I don't know.
Hey, it's Franklin.
Goofy movie. Did you ever watch Stanley?
Wow, no, I have not.
Oh, I did. What you were talking about earlier with the stupid travel buddy reminded me of Flat Stanley. Did you ever have that in elementary?
No.
What?
Flat Stanley?
Yeah.
What is
he
that?
Was the coolest thing. He was literally like a sheet of paper. But send him to people and then they would send him back through letters. Like, Flat Stanley had books and he would like go all over the world and you're supposed to send him through letters.
But to just some random person.
Well, whoever you wanted to, and then they would send him back and write you a letter and stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
I wonder if you would do that nowadays. Like, if you send that to the Oval Office, would the president respond back with a Flat Stanley?
Maybe. Dragon Tales, Corduroy, Miss Nelson is Missing. Did you ever read that book?
No, but the art style for that book reminds me of, what did Grandma Ate a Fly?
Yeah.
Is that how it all started? And then it just became this crazy thing.
I forget what this thing is called. Maggie and the Ferocious Beast?
Yes, Maggie and the Ferocious Beast.
I watched that. Did you ever have those toys that blew bubbles?
I never had those, but I know of them for sure. Back in the day, I know that this was a big thing because I know nowadays it's very much so reserved to mom and pop shops. Mm. More like those secondhand video game stores. I know you can usually get those there now. But back in the day, there will be these entire big warehouses. They're probably still around now, but I just never seen it. Of these places, I remember one of them was called Bargain Bazaar. And you would go in and they had Pokemon cards, Yu-Gi-Oh cards, Dragon Ball Z cards, comic books, all that kind of stuff. But it was like this big warehouse that you would walk in and just filled with all this stuff as a kid. And you were like, man, I really want this. And you walk in and you'd be like, Grandpa, can I have that thing? Grandpa's like, no, I can't get that for you, mijo. I'm like, okay, well, sorry, Grandpa.
Lisa Frank for the girls out there.
Lisa Frank.
Yeah. Cream Savers. Those things were so good. Candyland. If you're familiar with that. If you used to have an iPod Shuffle, the ones that didn't have the screen, kids today will never understand how long it took to find the song you wanted to find.
The square looking thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, where it was just a clip. Holy moly.
I remember. I had one.
Do you think there's anybody nowadays that are buying iPod Touches for their kids?
They're still out there. Yeah. I don't know.
That's crazy. You know? Probably just iPhones. I really want to know how much they actually sell in a year.
Magic School Bus, Little Bear, Reading Rainbow. PBS got scary, man. The Bear in the Big Blue House was terrifying. I didn't like that guy.
Yeah, it was a little terrifying, but they went on to like make another one that was like had to do with the jungle or something like that. So.
Oh, George Lopez back in the day. Oh, my goodness. yeah, I don't know. The little toaster. The brave little toaster, I think. Yeah. Honestly, guys, we could go on forever. We can do another episode of this if y'all want us to. Oh, man. The mascot for Honeycomb.
That's the most creepiest looking thing ever. That's supposed to be a hedgehog, right?
I spy books. I don't know. I have no idea what it is. It's honestly terrifying. But yeah, 90s were a weird time.
Most definitely.
I enjoyed it though.
I feel like there's nothing nowadays that really is like that. Like
kids will be nostalgic in 20 years.
Yeah. Like I feel like nowadays it's always like, what's the next big thing, you know? And at that time.
Remember when we had an iPhone 11?
It had three cameras on the back. Now mine has 10. Like it. I don't know. Like, I feel like nowadays people are like, if Rugrats was coming out, what's the next best thing than Rugrats? Because you get sick and tired of it, you know?
Yeah.
Back in the day, I was like, I just wanted more Rugrats. If I was watching Rugrats and then they played the same episode again right afterwards, I would watch the episode again.
I mean, in the future, probably, like, things will evolve so much that people will be like, remember when we had Netflix or YouTube? Yeah. Like, that probably won't be a thing.
Especially the fact that people can get anything that they want on demand now.
Yeah.
You know? I remember when I was younger, my brother and I, we played Rugrats. I think it was just called Rugrats on PlayStation 1. We beat the entire game. And I was a dumb kid. I got filled with so much emotion that I got sentimental that I finished the game. And I was like, I really want to watch some Rugrats now. So I went to the TV to go see if they had Rugrats on. Rugrats was not on. I remember like literally probably crying about that because I was like, I really wanted to keep continuing, like, this love that I have for Rugrats when I was, like, little. But you couldn't get that right away. Nowadays, you're done with it. You can just go to the streaming service and, boom, start watching Rugrats.
Everything will be holographic in the future. Touchscreen.
Slowly but surely.
They're just going to be like, remember when we had to, like, have buttons? Remember when people used to have to come fix things? I don't know.
I know.
Might have robots and all the things in the future.
Well, guys, thanks for joining us here for today's episode of Crazy Talk. If you guys liked it, well, share this episode with your friends. Again, don't forget, reach out to Conoco, tag Conoco. Let's get the story of Travel Buddy out there for all. I want to get this story down, all right? If you guys like this podcast, subscribe if you haven't subscribed yet. And then you can go to our Twitter account at Crazy Talk Pod. That is at Crazy Talk Pod on Twitter. Leave us your questions, comments, concerns, topic ideas so that way we can talk about them on the episode. Again, if you have any questions about Travel Buddy, go and reach out to me. I'll answer them on the next podcast, okay? Until next time, guys, keep being crazy, all right?